Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
For Monday, August the 14th, 2023, my name is Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. And this is CM Punk and FTR addressing the AEW Collision crowd in Greensboro after the show went off the air on Saturday night.
Today, I went to a local supermarket, and I figured out why they call him Hangman. It's because the pegs in the toy aisle are full of Hangman action figures because nobody wants to buy them.
Oh! You son of a bitch!
He's a peg warmer. Unlike me, who moves merchandise and pops ratings and sells toys. I am the soul, I am the spirit. Well, that's objective. What is a fact is the people who say that certainly aren't the chin of AEW, because the lights go out faster than what? GTS, go to sleep. I don't know what I'm trying to do. I got locked too. I told the House of Black no chops, and they chopped me, so I'm very mad.
Lots of people talking about CM Punk's burial of Hangman Page in that promo after Collision went off the air. Fightful Select have asked their sources about that promo, and they said, "We were flat out told the promo after Collision was not a work or a planned thing that Page was involved in." Now, several people online, quite a few people online, have speculated that CM Punk would have caught sight of some pro-Hangman signs in the crowd and felt the need to address them. We know that there is, from what we hear from sources, that there is a legal standing in place that stops CM Punk from talking about the events of the All Out press conference. So he can't address Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, but it doesn't stop him addressing Hangman Page, which he did with gusto at the end of Collision on Saturday night. This is something that goes back beyond the All Out press conference. It was going back to when Page was AEW World Champion, and he seemed to call out Punk for the uncertain AEW status of Colt Cabana. Now, Punk would proceed to call out Page live on air in an unplanned bit shortly after that, before making Hangman Page very much the subject of his all-out press conference outburst, along with Colt Cabana, of course. So there's been a lot going on between these two that got us to that promo on Saturday night when Collision went off the air. Now, after Collision, CM Punk shared an Instagram story with the Guns N' Roses song It's So Easy. Also included a picture of Martin Landau as Bela Lugosi from the film Ed Wood. It was the pull the strings bit from that film that he was referencing with that image, which is suggesting that CM Punk is doing these things because he knows it'll wind people up and it'll get people talking about him. That's kind of what we're suggesting here. Other bits that we've heard from this Collision taping, paint an interesting picture. Dave Meltzer reports that Hangman Page was supposed to be in the building on Saturday night. Quote from Dave, Page was actually sent to Greensboro last night to do a pre-tape interview backstage for Wednesday's Dynamite. When he got there, he was told they would have to do it away from the Greensboro Coliseum and not to go to the show. He wasn't booked to appear on Collision itself. He was just filming something there. Now, Fightful Select haven't corroborated that story from the Wrestling Observer just yet, but it does paint quite an interesting picture when you look at it that way, considering the contents of what CM Punk's promo was after Collision went off the air.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
These new WWF figures, they got real wrestling action.
Me and our man shows everybody's got a price.
Ah, the American Dream will put you to sleep, and Hacksaw's gonna cut you down.
Ooh, he'll pay for that.
I'll squash Hogan with my new Macho Master.
Man, Hulkster's gonna put the squeeze on you, and now you're taking the ultimate punishment. Let's get ready!
I'll crown all of you.
New WWF figures so close to the real thing, it's like being in the ring.
Somebody who hasn't done a damn thing in this business jeopardizes the first $1 million house that this company has ever drawn off of my back and goes on national television and does that. It's a disgrace to this industry. It's a disgrace to this company. Now, we're far beyond apologies, right? I gave him a fucking chance. It did not get handled, and you saw what I had to do, which is very regrettable, lowering myself to his fucking level. But that's where we're at right now. And I will still walk up and down this hallway and say, if you have a fucking problem with me, take it up with me.
And now, Hangman Page reportedly, allegedly, wasn't the only person that was sent home from Collision on Saturday night. Fightful Select say, we are able to confirm that Ryan Nemeth, the brother of Dolph Ziggler, was brought into town for the Collision tapings. Shortly after arriving, he was told by a coach he wouldn't be needed and a flight had been booked for him to return home. Nemeth is a regular on the Young Bucks show Being the Elite, and was confronted by CM Punk shortly after Punk's return this year. Specifically, Punk took exception to Nemeth's, quote, literally the softest man alive tweet that followed Punk's return promo. Now, we haven't heard how things went outside of Nemeth explaining himself and that it didn't end in anything physical, but obviously CM Punk was unhappy with the comments that were made. And according to Fightful Select, Ryan Nemeth was booked for the show, arrived, told that he wasn't needed, and sent immediately home again. Interesting things going on behind the scenes, at AEW Collision. There was one person that did get backstage at Collision on Saturday night, and that was NWA legend Magnum TA. Punk shared on Instagram, "Magnum visited backstage in Greensboro last night, and I wanted to publicly say what an honor it is to be able to speak to the man. It's humbling, a legend that takes his time, and it's always a pleasure to see one of the greatest come through wrestling royalty." Of course, Magnum TA, a former NWA United States champion, considered a future world champion until a car accident in 1986 that cut his in-ring career short. But great to see that he was behind the scenes with AEW Collision. Some of the slightly more positive news from what we've heard from in and around AEW Collision from Saturday night. Obviously, it is a story that we will keep an eye on here at Cultaholic.com over the next few days. CM Punk burying Hangman Page after the Collision cameras went off, and Hangman Page not being allowed in the building at all. Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, because we have attempted a tier list ranking of AEW heels in 2023 of Ross and I. I say attempted because, well, it's divided people, this particular ranking. It's divided people just because, well, watch for yourself and share your thoughts in the comment section. Always nice to hear them. Plus, we take a look at the true story of the NWO's failed run in WWE. Now, if you're old enough to remember the lethal dose of poison being injected by Vince McMahon into the WWF in 2002, you will have mixed emotions for it. We will go through it for you on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review is on the podcast feed later on today. Myself and Jack Atkins watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the beginning to, well, it'll be our bitter end before Raw's, let's be perfectly honest. And we're on the road to In Your House Buried Alive, which will see the first ever Buried Alive match between The Undertaker and Mankind. Lots to talk about. We'll have a good chat about it later right here on the Cultaholic podcast feed. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
That's twice the mayhem with new WWF tag team favorites. Yeah! Max the Rocker, Shawn Michaels, and Marty Jannetty against Smash and Crush of Demolition. Yeah! Hey, it's a double team. What a pressure. Oh, what a smash.
It's time to run. And roll.
Yeah! Look out, Demolition. It's the Bushwhackers, Luke and Butch.
Hey, Kez, nobody stands up to the Down and Out Blaster.
Or the Thunder from Down Under.
The Bushwhackers win.
Yeah!
WWF tag team figures. So close to the real thing. It's...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like being in the ring!
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.